When it comes to political campaigning, India has always been known for its large election rallies attended by hundreds of thousands of people and politicians' faces on posters and billboards throughout the world's largest democracy. The recently concluded elections that brought the former opposition BJP into power, however, saw a new tool being utilized, that is, social media. VOA's Idris Ali takes a closer look at social media in India's politics. He first spoke with Arvind Gupta, the head of the BJP's IT cell, and started by asking him when the BJP realized the importance of social media and why it was so important for the party.
Social media in India really got dominance post-2009 elections. Around 2009, India had about 20 million internet users, out of which social media was a very small percentage. Today, at 2014 time frame, we are seeing about 200 million internet-connected users, and almost 50 to 60% of them are on social media. There are a lot of users in India who are accessing the social media on smartphones, and that has really led to the vast spread of social media across the diverse portions of India. Now, the BJP always has been a technology-happy party, which basically means that technology has been in our DNA. So when we saw a trend where, we saw the youth of this country, we read this trend where the youth of the country were embracing social media as their first tool when they started using the internet.
And what are some of the main social media tools you used, and what are some of the issues that people brought up that they wanted to tackle on social media?
Standard tools like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and then lately WhatsApp. I think these were, from a social media perspective, were the pillars of our strategy, along with, in a 360-degree manner, which also meant mobile, which also meant the internet and the web and various blogs and other things. But more importantly, issues were where we were seeing a lot of traction. I'll give you two, three examples. We crowdsourced our manifesto. More than 100,000 people wrote detailed portions of our manifesto using various means, whether it was sending small blog on Twitter or whether writing emails. But we popularized the concept of crowdsourcing on social media and said, hey, we are out there to listen to you. And this is the part that people actually love, that here is a party which is ready to listen to people, engage with them, and hopefully respond back. We also crowdsourced our charge sheet against the UPA.
How important was social media to BJP really dominating the election?
It's very important. As I said, it was, in certain constituencies that we had identified, social media was probably one of the top three tools that we used to communicate. This is an election where I think 30-40% of the overall seats were impacted by social media. We foresee in 2019 this number going as high up to 60 to 70% of the seats. I think it played a very, very important role of rallying people from all parts of India, carrying the same message. The other important role that social media played is to enlist volunteers, which is another very important part. So one was the communication part. The second was to enlist volunteers who wanted to join the party and actually contribute offline. So we called this campaign Organize Online for Success Offline. And we enlisted 2.2 million volunteers who actually ended up working on the ground.
And how do you think your strategy for social media differed from the Congress or the Aam Aadmi Party?
We used it in a very positive and constructive manner. We used it in a manner to give out information in real time. We used it in a manner to enlist our supporters to do actually on-ground activity. Very important point is, we use social media to send out messages of hope, good governance, and development, which is what the people of India were looking for. I think unless you have good content, you cannot build a good story around it. You cannot build a good narrative around it. Where we differed from both the Congress and AAP is that they didn't have the base content.
And now that BJP is in power, how will social media be used to continue promoting the BJP and promoting initiatives?
We need to use it more constructively, taking feedback. It has to evolve into a participative democracy, participative governance. And also making sure what the government is doing is being communicated in a very transparent, real-time manner, and seeking feedback if something needs to be corrected.
Arvind Gupta, the head of the BJP's IT cell, speaking with VOA's Idris Ali. Tomorrow on Daybreak Asia, Idris will continue to look at social media in India's politics, and he will focus on how effective social media really was.